Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad. Tonight, we are talking about cougars. Older women.
Yes, ma'am.
Dating younger men. In love with them. Mm-hmm. Marrying them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All of that. Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Hey,
that's what I heard some things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell the truth.
Yeah, what's up?
I mean, you ain't no cougar, are you?
Not right now in this very moment. No, I'm not. No.
But you done been
a cougar
before.
No, I have never been a cougar. I ain't never been a cougar. I haven't been. But
What do you consider being a cougar? Let's see if your definition of a cougar is the same as the definition of a cougar that most people go by? Because, you know, we different.
So I think your definition of a cougar? My definition of a cougar is a woman that's dating somebody that she's old enough to be his mother. That's what I think a cougar is. If you can be out with him and somebody can think that that's your son and not your man, you a cougar. That's what I think.
You know what I used to think? I used to think that a cougar was like the oldest broad ever. Like 60s, 70s. Dating somebody in like their 30s or 40s. You know, that's what I used to think. Like, dang, this old lady.
Nah, that ain't a cougar. Nah,
I know, because now, you know, I did my little research on this topic. They are saying that you are considered a cougar if you are at least 35 years old and you dating somebody at least 8 years younger than you. So a cougar can start at 35. Contrary to my belief,
yeah,
that a cougar
that
like
pretty much
70.
Go with my definition. If you look like you can be this man's mama, yeah, pretty much. But I don't know, cause I'm trying to figure out like if I could be a cougar. I don't think I could be.
You don't think you could be?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I could be dating somebody. Like, I have a rule. I don't think I could date somebody that's younger than my little brother. And I'm 7 years older than him, so.
Younger than, so, And why is that?
Like, I don't know. Like, you would think that I'd be like, he ain't even got his life together. I don't want to ruin him for somebody. But then again, you never really know. I will say I'm probably more open to it now than I've ever been before. I have to say that I'm more open now than ever before.
But you know what? You look around and you see these teachers dating the students. Now that's just
okay.
That's beyond being a cougar.
No, that's nasty. Teacher, these women that's in teaching high school and getting pregnant by their students. Nah, that's nasty. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's beyond nasty. That's just, but then you got the Ashton Kutchers and the Demi Moores and. You got the who is that? Mariah Carey dates all her dancers.
Well, that Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. Okay, now that's a perfect example of a cougar situation. I don't think that was that bad. I mean, financially they was on the same level, you know. And yeah, I don't really think that one was that bad. Like, yeah, I thought that one was okay. Now there
really?
Are, like I say, if you're in an authoritative role over the individual, I don't think that that's cool, because that's, like, not good.
No, that's straight. That's nasty. That's nasty, period. That's past being a cougar.
But
I want to hear, I hope when I start picking up these collars that we have some men on here, too, because I want to know really from a man that dates older women, what really attracts him to an older woman? You know, I know they're probably going to say, you know, girls my age are immature, because I hear that from my son. He's 26.
But you know what?
But and all the women that he date are in their 30s. Now, they're not 8 years older than him, but they are 5-6 years older than him, and I call them cougars. Get away from my son, man, old lady. That's how I feel. Back up.
I say this. So I did my Google research, and I got a couple of things here on why men are attracted to cougars. So why younger men are attracted to older women. I think I got some answers to that. I might have some answers.
You ain't no man though. I'm gonna hear what you found out, but you're not a man. I want to hear from a man that dates or has married an older woman. I want to get all in their business. I want to meddle all in their business. Why you like this old bride? I ain't even going to do that. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all listening, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to call them old. However, we're talking about cougars.
Yeah.
Come on, men, call in. Let's hear this. Go on, Ayana. What you got? What you came up with?
Okay, so like I say, it was a guy that wrote the article, and he was saying one of the main things was they independent. It's like one of the things that they independent. So if he looking for somebody,
they ain't gonna ask them for nothing.
Right. Exactly.
You got my own. I can date her even though I ain't got nothing. She ain't gonna ask me for nothing. She ain't gonna want nothing because she got it all. Okay,
exactly.
I can see that.
Exactly. One of the things I found interesting that was on the list was she already had kids. So she ain't looking to have no kids. So I ain't got to deal with that with her. So I can't have no baby mama drama with her. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I can see that too.
That was interesting. You said maturity. So that goes without saying. But this one I found real interesting. There's a lot of them out there on the market. So
it's a lot of older women.
Yes, that's out here dating. So they do say it because there's so many of them out there. But it ain't no commitment requirement. I got a lot to choose from. Whereas
so I just go smash the older bride and then go on about my business because.
My business. She already know what she want. I ain't got to deal with all that drama. Get in and get out.
Man, do they not know that an older woman will bring the drama just like the young chick if need be? Somebody didn't tell this young dude when he started writing this article that if you get out of pocket with an older lady, you might get it a lot worse than you would with that young chick. Because the older lady got tricks in the first league that he might not even heard about, like them old school tricks.
But the other thing he said was she emotionally stable.
Really?
So, they got emotionally stable on the list.
How old is he? Who wrote this article?
Some dude named John something. I didn't. That part got
we
cut off.
Write
on
him
my
back. I want to know how many older women he done bagged.
Right, he feel like
they're emotionally stable. Stop right there. Let's talk about emotionally. Do you think, honestly, let's have some honest talk here. Because every time we start having honest talk between the two of us, I had to look at you differently.
Right. Oh, Lord. Okay,
I had to take a step back.
Let me get my mind right.
Than I would any other time. So let me and you. Before I start taking callers, because you already know the phone lines breaking up, I hope it's a dude on here. But if not, if you are a older lady on the line and you date younger men, I want to hear it all. Can't nobody see you, so let it all loose. You ain't even got. I ain't gonna ask you your name. I just want to hear this. What goes on? Because if I had ever get a divorce, and y'all say some good stuff. I'm going to be a cougar. But before I pick up this call, Ayana.
You want to get down to the truth.
Let's get down
to
the truth.
Okay, what you
want
to say? Hit me with it. Emotionally
stable. What you think about that for real? Like for real.
So I'm going to break it down like this. I think older women that have been through marriage, divorce, baby daddy drama, all of those types of things. When they get to a certain point, I do think they can be looked at or perceived to be more emotionally stable because they've been through all that. So, you know, the sweat and the small stuff, they're not about to do that because they know it's way more important stuff to life. So I think that makes them appear to be more emotionally stable.
And what if you walk in? What if you walk in your mama house? Because she still live up in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in your mama house, and your mama is sprawled out with her legs and feet getting a massage by somebody younger than you. What you going to do? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do while you thinking about it because you took too long. You should have said something. Let me walk in Dorothy's house. And she got them 10 toes sprawled across a man that's 25 years old. Oh, my God. I'm going to have all kind of heart attacks and everything. I'm going to go into a coma. I'm going to come out of my coma.
Yeah.
I'm going to fall dead. I'm going to wake up from the dead. I'm going to move some furniture. Everything going up. Mama, if you don't sit your butt down somewhere with it, get your feet out. This, I'm going to act a fool. Girl, let me take a collar. I'm going to, I can't take it. Just scratch that. Because you be too modest.
No, I,
we
got to
be real.
Like,
Mama, don't you date nobody younger than 65. She better not. If you're listening, Dorothy, don't do it. You know, I'm going to act a fool. I'm about to take the first caller that called in. Lord have mercy. Shout out to X-Man. He always listening. I appreciate you. Okay, caller with the last four digits of 4446. You ready for this, Ayana?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's hear it. Good evening,
Hello?
Caller. How are you
Hello?
Doing? Hello?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, hell.
We doing good.
You a cougar? Tell the truth.
Yep.
Oh, hell. She did the cougar.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask her. I'm going to ask. I got it. You breathe over there. You breathe over there. So, what is the youngest you've ever dated?
35.
First, you got to know around about her age.
Well, let me not say what's the youngest. What's the biggest age difference you've ever dated? So she ain't got to tell me her age. You can tell me just age difference.
Sure, honey, age is just a number.
Okay.
What's the difference? 14 years.
14 years. Okay. 14
years.
Was he
in his 30s or 40s?
30s.
Are you in your 40s or 50s?
40s. He
You're
was
in your
his 40s. I'm in the end of my 40s.
So he was like in his late 20s, early 30s?
No, he was. Let's just put it out here. I'm damn near 50. I'll be 50 real soon. And he was 35. So
tell us the secret, girl. What happened?
So What was it?
I've dated. 14. The biggest gap was 14 years younger, and 11 years older. Okay, so I'm in the middle.
You ain't no cooler either.
No, I am what she said. I am divorced. Baby daddy drama. Did all that. I have zero tolerance for bullshit. It is what
go.
It is. But the young one. The young one, it is what it is, but mature-wise, he wasn't ready because they still young. So you still got a lot of growing to do. And, you know, when you tap into that younger person, they may be experiencing baby mama drama. I don't have time for baby mama drama. Get your shit right. But now with this sexual thing, we can do. Now, the difference, I'm going to keep it 100.
Uh-oh.
My 35-year-old be rock solid hard. I like that.
Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. Let me adjust my mic. Wait a minute. What happened?
Rock solid.
I had to adjust myself. Hold on, let me cut this up. What you say?
You want a strong mandingo sometimes. Now, I'm in love with all the dudes, and I can't deal with no half-ass heart. Dang, I'm at my prime. I'm telling you, when they tell you when you get in your 40s, pushing your 50s, you are on your sexual peak is really for a woman at that age, and I'm menopausing too.
Oh,
you know,
mercy.
So,
okay,
I'm just saying. I'm being real talk. So when I'm dealing with the 30s, he has longevity. He lasts longer. He's trying to please me at all angles. It's like he got to do what he got to do. The older dudes, you know, they like to please, but they in it for themselves, too. And then when you get someone who, you know, I don't want no semi-hard dick. I promise you, I don't. I don't want no
thank God for internet radio.
Y'all want real talk or y'all want me to
I want real talk. Give it to me raw enough. We trying to figure this thing out.
I've had both sides. Now, mentally-wise, I dig the older dudes because I just like their jazz and their swag. So, you know, I met a couple of older dudes that, you know, they swag is on point. They jazz. I like to kick it with them, chill, have fun.
Younger dudes, though. But them young dudes.
But I done found
though,
young dudes to be. I can't listen to rap all goddamn day. I can't do that. Negro, throw in some Kenny G, some Chris Bodie, something. I need to break it up. I can't be the Migos all damn day. I can't do that. I can be bad and bougie, but it's like to be sweet and sexy too. Okay,
bad and bougie.
So,
bad and
bougie. No, it's a flip. It's fun.
We got
an it's
cool.
New, but I'm not into raising nobody else's son. So it for me, it's just fun. It was
Ooh.
Just fun. Something to do.
It's just fun. Yeah. So you weren't looking for any type of relationship, any type of attachment. It's just come break me off.
And take your ass home.
Okay.
No go home.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
You have it,
thank
folks.
You for informing us about that caller. And there
yes.
you have it. End of the show.
That,
end of the
that
show
was
right
interesting
end of the
and
show.
It was funny.
Yes.
But hey, it goes on. It goes on, caller. It goes on, Ayana. This is an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
These
it
coolers,
is.
They're
so,
out there.
They out,
all right, caller, thank you for calling and sharing your insight on this topic with us. I hope
oh,
you continue
you're
to
very
listen.
Welcome.
So here's what's interesting about what she said, because also on the list, Mick, out of the 15 reasons why men like cougars, she only wants to have some fun, which we talked about, right? And
uh-huh.
she knows what she wants in bed. Clearly, that caller knew what she wanted. And
exactly
he was
what
it.
She wanted. And to
you know?
Hell with what you had to say. Look,
right.
you know how it is
yeah.
when our phone lines start blowing up, because I want to hear more.
Let's go.
We got more to say, but I don't have no insight on this topic, like personal insight. And apparently you don't either, because you ain't trying to share it. So let's go to the
whatever.
Next caller. Caller with
I
the last four that. Of 8974. Good evening, caller. Are you calling with the comment on this topic, or are you just listening tonight?
I mean, I'm just listening.
You just listening? Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes.
Have you ever dated anybody younger, at least 8 years younger than you?
No, my husband is only 6.
Are you like him young, though, still? You like him younger than you? Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Borderline.
I don't like older guys.
Okay, me either.
Okay, yeah.
My husband is like 4 months older than me. About 4 months. And I call him old, but he ain't old. But I'm scared
no,
of him. I'm scared of older men.
Yeah,
so
I like younger guys. I don't like older guys. That's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you on that, caller. I'm with you on that. Like
well, thank you, caller, for listening. I want you to continue to listen to our crazy show tonight with Ayana and her. She don't want to tell all her business, but I'm going to pull it out of her just for y'all.
I don't. She's going to come out.
All y'all that's listening, I do not have any secrets. If you have anything you want to ask me, call in. I will answer all questions. All right.
I don't like
honestly. Okay. Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Man. I understand why
you think
I'm
take
high.
One more
I'm
before
not.
We before you start in. We got a few more callers on the line. What's up? We got oh God, this show go too fast. We hey, y'all take a poll.
Let's take another.
If y'all want us to make this show a little longer, let me know. They trying to get us to make
yeah.
it a little longer, but if y'all want longer of Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad, let us know.
Yeah.
We try to bring y'all
let
the good topic, the stuff that's going on out here in the world today so that y'all can you know, have a platform
right.
to discuss this stuff.
Man,
so if y'all want, if y'all need a little bit more time on this show, let me know, and
yeah.
we'll make it happen.
I'm down for it.
You down for it?
I'm down for it, man. I'm your first caller. She threw me, but you know, I'm good.
Well, how'd she
yeah,
throw you? Because
so
she said it'd be rock hard.
Yeah. So what I got out of that was right because you know I like to pay attention and focus was basically. She wants the best of both worlds. She wants the younger dude for the sex, right, the rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants the older dude for the relaxed chill. She don't really want to deal with the rock hard all the time. She want it all the time, but not all the time.
Right, and becoming with the wild card, you got to come with the other stuff that they bring along. So
right,
if they can just
right.
leave
so,
that other stuff over there and just bring
right.
the
so
rock hard,
the younger
she'd
guy,
get right.
If the younger guy okay. could be a little bit more smoother with it, she would stick with them. You see what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's how she feels about it. I'm open to dating somebody younger. I'm not going to front about it. I would. It
you
keeps
would.
You young, though, if you think. Yeah, because think about it. It keeps you young. I'm with her, though. I ain't been listening to the Migos all day long. But it keeps you younger, though. You know what I'm saying? It keeps they
but
always.
What about? What?
They doing stuff.
What about? Like, what? What are they doing? What they going to do?
I mean,
drag you to a concert? With a rap
no.
concert? Ride you around in 24-inch rims?
No, but you can't imagine that they want to. Like, I, in my mind. Because I've never dated an older dude. But I figure, like, an older dude is, you know, just going to be like, no, it's cool with you right here. You know, I'm just thinking, like, he lame a little. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you, wow. Any older guys out here listening to this, Ayana just said it, y'all. If you try to talk to a young girl, you're lame. Especially if they got the polyester pluck pants. I have to tell you about the polyester pluck pants
and
later.
You got, I put it to you like this. If you're an older guy and you got tassels on your shoes and they not square toes, I can't deal with you off top.
You know the polyester. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about the polyester pluck pants. So when you ever see these pants, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. They the polyester pants that stretch. They got the permanent crease with the you know, somebody sold the crease in. You don't never have to iron them because they already sold in. Then they got the hook and eye. You got the one button, the zipper, and the hook and eye to come over to the side of your waist. I hate them pants. But they call the polyester
like
pluck pants. Anyway, we're going to take another
like
caller.
I
ain't messing with you. Caller with the last four of three. Man, 3079. Good evening, caller. Are you listening, or do you want to make a comment? Are you a cougar or no?
This is Tamiko. I am not no cougar.
You ain't no cougar. You said that too quick. Tamiko. You might have some cougar tendencies rolling up in there.
Oh, I got some tendencies now, but, you know, I just got divorced now of 26 years, so I ain't had time to be no cougar, but I'm about to be a cougar.
See what I'm saying?
See.
I'm gonna
become a cougar. Oh, yeah. You gonna become a cougar? Well, hell, you can get all kind of tips tonight on this show. Get all kind of tips on being a good cougar and what to look out for.
I've heard the rock hard. And I've heard the lame. I've heard it all.
Yeah, you heard the rock hard. You're gonna go get you one of them young bucks. Bust it wide open. I'm going to put you back in the cougar. I got about 15 other callers, and I'm going to tell you, if I don't get to you tonight, blame it on Ayana with her foolishness. Thank you for listening, Tamiko. Continue to listen.
Right.
I'm going to put you back in queue.
Okay.
Blame it on you, Ayana.
She a future cougar, though. She trying to say she ain't a cougar.
She said she's going to be one. Don't get it twisted. Tomorrow, she might ride past her with that eye.
Give it a week.
The first thing she's going to think about is that rock hard.
Oh,
hey.
She gonna pick up the young guy that's changing her oil. That's what she's gonna do. I'm telling you, she's a cougar. Yeah.
She said she got cougar tendencies.
Man,
leave her alone.
She said it. She fell right into the category. She said she was married for 26 years and just got divorced. That's the number one needed for a cougar. That's it. That's what you're 26
just got divorced.
That's number one.
My husband better not divorce me then. He passing me right on over to a young striking stallion.
Rock hard, I believe, is what we've been going with tonight. Rock hard.
That's what we've been dealing with.
Solid.
Gee.
I don't want to miss
girl. Okay, so look. Okay, so I found this article. I'm sorry, callers. I'm going to get back to y'all in just a second. So, Ayana, found this article. There's a question that says, what's the difference between a cougar, a panther, and a MILF? Now, I ain't never considered nobody being a panther, but
I
did say,
I
when I get, you know, if I wasn't married, when I get older, I wasn't going to be a cougar, but I was going to be kind of sort of like a Persian cat. You know, like, yeah, might not be
no,
8 to 10
no.
years younger.
Boy, everybody want to change these. Oh, my God.
What's the difference between a cougar, a panther, and a MILF? Everybody know what a MILF is, right? That's what the young boys say. So you might think you're a cougar, but when them youngins don't call you a MILF.
MILF, because that means, well, yeah, we all know what a MILF is, but
yes.
I don't know what a panther is. What's a panther?
A panther, let me find it, because it's asking me. It says a cougar is a woman who is on the prowl for a young prey. Give it up, young.
Okay.
She isn't after an equal relationship. In fact, she may not be interested in a relationship at all. That was our first caller. I don't want you to be my dude. I ain't trying to marry you. Just a one-nighter. Whoa. She isn't interested in a man her age or older, and small wonder. Many men that age are out of shape. So you old and out of shape and probably grouchy and all that. They take women for granted, and they are generally cheap.
So what's a panther? I feel all
I'm looking for the panther. I guess it was a question. Go ahead. What was you going to say?
I don't know because I'm trying to figure it out because a MILF is a mother. It's a mother I like to fuck. That's what a MILF is. I got that.
That's what it's saying.
A cougar is somebody, because I'm trying to assume if that's what's the difference. So the MILF would be how the guy would perceive a woman. A cougar would be a woman that's dating a younger man. Would the panther be the one that really want to get married to a younger guy? Like, I don't know.
Hell, I don't know. But they talking about cougars. Oh, my God. No, this is what it says. It says a panther is a cougar who is past her prime. So them broads that I was thinking that was cougars, they were really panthers. She's about 60 or older. And she still gets young men. She's straight up nasty. That's what this article says. It says a panther is a cougar who is past her prime. You outdated. You powdered up. She's about 60, but all she wants to go. You know what? Remember that movie that Grace Jones was in? And what was the little lady?
Wait, hold on. You talking about don't tell me.
Eddie Murphy.
Boomerang.
And she came out there with a cat suit on.
And Eartha,
trying to
so
give up
Eartha
her.
Kitt is no longer a cougar. She's now a panther, is what you're telling
Eartha
me. Eartha Kitt
and Eartha Kitt was a damn
she
panther
have, when, she
when that movie came out.
She was like,
Eartha Kitt was old.
No panties on.
She was old, and she was trying to get that monkey to Eddie Murphy. I ain't going to never forget that. Let's take our next caller.
She didn't have
Eartha Kitt was trying to give her stuff away. She is a panther, according to this article. Caller with the last four of 4610.
Oh, Lord.
Good evening, caller. Yes. How are you?
Hello, ladies.
Hello. How are you? Are you a cougar?
Hello. Baby, I'm a cougar at heart, but not the kind of cougar that y'all talking about.
What kind of cougar are you? How many kind of cougars is it?
Baby, you see, when you are a special kind of woman, then you get that title, cougar. See, these other cougars that y'all talking about are pranksters. Those
that's what it's saying here, too.
Yeah, those are wannabes, still want to be something that maybe they shouldn't be.
Well, why don't you tell us what type of cougar? Explain to us your
type
of cougar.
Yeah, so what type of cougar are you?
I am a dominant, not a dominant matrix, not that kind of dominant person. But I'm strong, courageous, hungry.
What you hungry for?
Yeah, hungry.
Right.
Hungry for the
what
physical,
for?
The mental.
Okay. I was
you know that kind of that kind of cougar. You know when you think
so
of when I think
of
cougar, I'm thinking, huh?
You like one of them cougars that's like teaching them a little something, something, so that you know what I'm saying, and then
holding on to
him.
Yeah,
when you
enough.
Think of the movie Lion King and Mufasa, when you think of her,
wow.
You know, just strong and, you know.
Just dominating, like, look, baby, this is what we about to do. That's you right
now. So you
right.
Just,
you
like, grab him up by his collar and be like, get over here and do this. You that type of cougar. Grab him, yank him up by his arm.
That's a different title. That's when you're yes, being yes man. And I don't want a man that's going to be a yes man.
So let me ask you this then. As
I need my
type of
cougar and my man is a Mufasa. We both are too strong.
But how old is Mustafa?
Mufasa
your age
is the
group?
Same
age. Where are you around? Are you
cougar,
in your 40s
baby.
Or 50s?
40s.
And your Mustafa is how
same
young do you
age.
Think
we
Mustafa?
We come up from the same tribe.
See, nah, you, nah, see, nah, 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 nah,
we
nah,
was
nah,
in the
nah,
jungle
nah, nah, nah.
deep.
That ain't no cougar.
Yeah, that ain't a cougar. At all.
We in the jungle together.
Right, I get that. But, like, in here on the earth, though, outside of the jungle, was y'all born in the same decade is the question. Because if y'all was born in the same decade, then
you ain't no cougar.
You ain't no cougar, man.
Now, wait a minute. Thank now, right now, gonna tell me I ain't no cougar. I'm a cougar.
I'm not
a cougar, baby.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this with you, Carla. I'm not gonna do this with you. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I was born and raised a cougar. So how y'all
see,
gonna
what
tell
it
me?
It sounds like
I'm
me, you just a Leo. Like,
right, like you just, let me see what you are, for real, on the real. You said you in your 40s. You might be a puma.
But the dude,
no, baby, I'm a cougar. I'm the real cougar. Mufasa is here.
Look here. Well, thank you for your Lion King explanation.
Synopsis.
Right. But we're looking for people that's dating men that are younger than them. So you're looking for somebody on your level, and I respect it.
Yeah,
I respect it.
I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all looking
that's
for
all right.
The wrong
you was funny as
somebody
hell, though.
Else.
And we sure appreciate you calling me because I love a good laugh. If you turn 50 and you find you one of them old 25-year-old tenderonis, hit us up so we can hear all about it.
Okay.
Right.
I will.
All right. Thank you. Continue to listen, though, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
Let me tell you something.
She said, right. We out in the jungle together, baby. We doing this. Like, we over in Africa, we getting it in.
She over here being Nala and Simba. They was raised together. No, boo-boo. That don't make you a cougar. With her Lion King explanations. That
she gave it to us.
Hilarious. She did. She said we was messing with them fake cougars. Let's take another call.
Okay, caller with the last four of 6604. Caller, last four is 6604.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
How you doing?
Caller.
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you a cougar? Let's just throw it on out
I'm
there.
I'm going to tell you like this. See, the thing about it is, I don't go searching for younger men, so that's the difference. Cougars search for younger men. I don't. They search for me. I'm 41 and I don't look it. So when I'm approached, they think I'm 25, 30. So when I tell them my age, then that's just like something that makes them more, what you want to put it, like exciting.
Oh, sure. So do you date them?
Yeah, I mean, I date them. I one night stand them.
It sounds like, oh.
Yeah, I have no shame in my game. I even have children by younger men.
Oh, look,
so
okay.
No, wait,
how much younger?
I think you need to...
What's
the youngest you've
years.
Ever dated?
Well, actually, this guy told me he was over the age, and come to find out he was just kind of 21, and I was like 30-something.
So they be so lying. That's what, you know what? That's what my thing is.
Yeah,
but
just,
well, okay. So let me ask you. This
lie.
Is good. So let me ask you
that
this.
Is.
After you really uh-huh. found out what his age was, what? Why did he tell you that he lied?
Yeah.
He told me he lied to me because he said he liked my personality and he didn't want to run me away with his age. And we actually ended up being together for about 8 or 9 years.
Oh, wow. Oh,
afterwards.
Wow. Yeah. So, you are falling in the category of cool. I didn't know about the last caller, but you winning that one right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean
but see, that's the
okay,
thing,
so look, now,
not,
hey,
it's,
I'm about
it's
to dig all in
though.
Your business. Is that okay? Because
right
I can't
here.
See you.
Right.
And I didn't ask you your name, so don't nobody know it. And I can only see the last 4 digits of your phone number. So I don't know where you're calling from, what geographic you because we got people that's listening all over the world. But let me ask you this because this is good.
Right.
Okay, so you said y'all lasted 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Was there ever a point in there where you were like, he's just so immature, like he was... You know what I'm saying? Like, it got on your nerves, some of the stuff that he was doing.
Oh, most definitely. Yes. Most definitely. Most definitely. I couldn't do it. I have sons, and I'm like, I'll be damned. I'm not about to raise another damn boy. Fuck no.
So what,
yeah,
what was some of the
definitely.
Stuff he was doing?
Just okay, by me, to me, it's like younger guys are looking for older women to replace mother figures. To feel.
Bam.
Yeah.
That's
nerd
what
I'm going
okay.
to I'm just going to be real. I'm just going to be real. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that mother figure. They want an older woman that's on her stuff, that knows how to cook, that got her shit in order, and also that can basically – some of these little young girls, I'm just going to put it out here, they giving them threesomes, foursomes, and that's not what these younger guys want.
Uh-uh. They're foursomes?
That's
foursomes,
not what they want.
They doing a foursome?
She threw me on a foursome. That's another show.
They
that's
back
like running
that
a train in my day.
Yeah.
That was like
exactly.
The train
my,
ran on you.
I'm bringing y'all back. That's another show. I'm bringing y'all back. That's another show. I'm bringing y'all back. That's another show. Mm-mm.
I mean, goodness gracious.
That's another show. I'm bringing y'all back.
I'm bringing y'all back. Is that what the young kids
you,
is going up in now?
Yes, that's what they're doing out here. But see, the young guys, after, like, when the relationship is over and you just want to be friends, they attach and they don't want to let go. So then that becomes another problem.
Well, I'm going to have to rethink that. I'm going to stick with my husband.
Yeah,
they all in love. And you didn't turn. See, what it is you didn't turn them out. See, that's what that is. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Lord.
I don't consider myself as a cougar because I don't go out here searching for younger guys. I have dated older guys that have acted like younger guys. I have dated younger guys that were very mentally and, you know, just mature. They are on their stuff as far as education, careers, different things of that nature. They just, you know, it just comes to a point where their immaturity comes out. The immaturity comes out, and I'm just not the one. I just leave your ass alone. It's over with. No. Bye.
So out of all the younger guys that you've dated, what was the, I know you said that they, you know, were looking for a mother figure, some of them were, but what was the biggest issue? Was it, you know, were they lazy? Did they like to lay around, think somebody was going to take care of them? Like, what was the biggest issue that you had with these younger men?
They wanted the older woman and the younger woman. That was the issue.
Okay.
They want the fun with the younger girls, but then they want the stability of the older woman.
Mm.
And that's the issue.
So if you had your preference, right now you got the two perfect guys in front of you, and one is younger and one is older, which one you going with?
They have to pull down their pants and let me see what they're working with.
Okay.
Well, our first caller said they'd be working with something.
Rock solid, I believe is the words. Rock solid.
You know what? Some of them. You can't give them all the credit. Some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. Some of them, but not all of them.
Boy, I tell you, this show has taken a turn.
I know, and I'm already getting texts saying we need a part two.
No, we're not fooling with them. It's part two. like,
we ain't fooling with a part. Well, caller, I want to thank you for calling in and giving us your insight on this topic, and letting us know a few things that we didn't know in the beginning. You know, a lot we sit around and we speculate when we see older women with younger men, but sometimes there's, you know what I'm saying, there's a legitimate reason. Like,
man,
you never know
exactly
what somebody is bringing into somebody else's life, period, whether it be conversation, whether it's the sex, whether it's the companionship. And then you never know what the older woman is teaching this man. Like she said, you know, some of them, they were looking for a mother figure. With so many things going on out here in the world today, you know, they may need that nurturing type of love from an older woman. Again, caller, appreciate you calling
Thank
in.
You for calling.
Hope you continue to listen. We on every Thursday night from 8 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Oh, so
hey, Yana.
So a cougar, based on the last caller, a cougar is somebody who's going out on the hunt looking for a younger man. She says she's not a cougar because she don't look for them. They find her. So I think that makes her a MILF, though.
Yeah,
I think that makes her a MILF. I think it do. By definition of a MILF.
Well, let me see right here what this says about a MILF. Let me read the 10 things. It says, for those of you who don't care whether you're labeled a cougar or not, there are cougar rules that you need to follow, when, especially if you're in a nightclub scene.
Oh,
if
wow.
you are on the prowl and trying to pick up a young buck, it says, cougars have to make the first move. So
the first thing she said was,
I don't chase them, they come after me. Right here it says,
Whoa.
A cougar makes the first move. Number two, there's no commitments and no attachments. Number three,
she got into a relationship.
Never pick a fight with your cougar's buddies. Never pick a fight. Like, if you're going after this young man and he ran out his little young friends, don't be picking a fight with him.
Okay, wait a minute. Time out. That should be any grown woman in a relationship. What are you
doing?
It
should be.
But
you ain't in a relationship. You're just trying to pick up somebody to break you off a little something.
But either way, as a grown woman, what is you doing picking fights with this man friends? Like, that's childish.
You know, because young dudes say some of the craziest stuff that older women ain't going to put up with. So.
Yeah.
They one of them friends meet up. You know, they make their little comments and sneak her off. Yeah, you got that old bro. You dating granny?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That stuff right there make you want to pop one of them little dudes in the face.
Yeah, they say something like this. Who mama is this? Right.
Right.
You. Mm-hmm.
That's your auntie.
Then
it says,
"Who auntie?"
Don't tell him your age if he don't ask. What? They take all the fun out of it.
Well, I guess that goes, we ain't going to pretend like I ain't old enough to be your mama, but I am. Like, I don't know.
But I'm in a
That's
club
crazy.
That say, you know, 21 and under. And they didn't even card me when I got up here. They just let me on in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
This is a good one.
Ridiculous.
Never compete with younger women. Act your age.
But I bet you, now I'm going to tell you how many I know for a fact, because I've seen some of them. Some of these women that you see, and you done seen them out there too, that you be like, she way too old to be in that outfit. You done seen them women. You done seen them, and you be like, she out here.
I seen a few today.
Mama. Yeah, and you be like, who auntie out here like this? I first be like, who auntie is this? This is ridiculous. Somebody needs to get auntie so-and-so over here shopping in Rainbow or Room 21. She too old for that. She too old.
And way too old.
I know a lot of them breaking that rule right there. I already know. Yep.
Girl, this
it's
thing
crazy.
Is telling me, I'm reading this thing while we're talking on here, and it's telling you how the young men, how to go about finding you an older woman.
For the young men, how to...
Yeah.
They definitely shouldn't start the conversation off with, yo, what up, shorty? That's a definite no.
Yeah, that's first.
That's first of all. Don't do that.
If you are a young guy and looking for an older woman, approach her with a regular hello, how you doing?
And then it says determine the age group of a woman you want to deal with. What do you think you can really effectively deal with?
Right,
20,
like,
can you really, really get all into dating a lady in her 70s? Like, you got an ulterior motive.
Now that's, I'm gonna be honest, that's nasty. You in your 20s,
that's real nasty.
If you in your 20s and you dating a woman that's in her 70s, that's nasty.
Like, what's your motive? Your motive is got to be something else.
You
like, you really, in this day and age, they trying to knock her over. They want to knock her out and take her purse.
He waiting on some insurance to kick in on that right there. That's not cool, bro. No.
I think if you're going to
date somebody that's outside your
age, somebody said that's Mother Jefferson old.
Yeah, like, if you're going to date somebody outside your age group, like, come on, make it realistic.
here's another tip for you young men. And I know y'all probably listening, because some of y'all done text me, even though y'all won't call in. Y'all texting my phone, so I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. If you dating an older woman, don't judge her clothes. Don't judge unless she's wearing some old skin tight booty shorts or whatever.
Because
an older woman is gonna typically dress like she got some sense. If she's got some Eve, some business about herself, she's not gonna step out looking half ass. You know, a little distinguished. She's gonna be.
Not if she's 70 though. She got on like a grandmama outfit if she's 70. Not
hey, let me tell you something. My mama is 70, and Dorothy stays with the latest fashions.
It's
some jazzy little older lady out there. One of my friends from back home, her mother, you will never catch her mother not. That lady has been dressing to the T ever since we were little kids till today. She's sharp as a tack. She gets it in. Shout out to Sharon. If you listening, if your daughter is listening, I love you. I love the way you are. Don't let Ayana say nothing that's going to offend you because you get it in. Now, you talking about.
You know, no, I'm talking
like
about
the
this is what I'm
sickly
saying.
Old.
It's,
now that.
No, I'm
yeah,
saying.
You talking
no,
about
I'm
like
not,
somebody
no, I'm
bent
not.
Over
my,
broke
my
down.
Grandmother, no, real talk. My grandma who was classy with hers, and my mama stayed jazzy with hers. But it's a difference between a jazzy older woman and a jazzy younger woman. They look completely different. They do look different. You got to admit that.
I think
like
they
you,
do. It
yeah,
says, pay attention to an older woman's self-confidence. Men,
right.
Pay attention to that. Because if her confidence is so strong and your self-esteem is low, that ain't going to work. Go find a low self-esteem chick your age.
She
so y'all can figure
him,
this thing out
point,
together.
Yeah, she raising him at that point. She's raising him at that point. Mm-mm. He might as well say, Mama, may I?
You crazy.
Mama, may I, every
know what you want and be honest about it. Don't come in here lying to no older woman, because she going to see right through it. Remember, she was your age many moons ago.
I think that goes, for the record, that goes for all men, but we'll stick with the cougars.
And I'm just saying, we're talking about cougars.
Yeah,
we're
I know, but
cougars.
That one goes for all of us.
We got about, hold on, let me get this one. Forget the stereotypes. Don't worry about that. And let her know that you're interested. My phone is blowing up, y'all. I just want y'all to know. My phone is blowing up. I'm going to take one more call because we got about 6-7 minutes left. Caller with the last 4 of 0899. Good evening, caller.
Hey.
You a cougar?
I'm not a cougar. No, I'm not. Not yet.
Do you want to be a cougar? Yes. Are you really a cougar, but you just don't want to tell us? Do you date younger men? If you don't let a young man break you off a little something? Tell the truth, girl.
Okay. I don't date young men, but I have slept with one.
Okay.
So
what you call that?
Yeah, I did. Like having sex.
Hey, that was
up. There was no
on this list. And our first caller called in and said she do it with the young dudes because they stay rock hard.
Well, I can't say that the older men too, if they ain't wore their life out, but yeah, they do, and they go for a very long time.
Oh, okay.
Y'all nasty
as hell.
Y'all nasty.
And I mean, it was weird for me.
You listen, caller number one, you and the last caller for the night. Y'all nasty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't realize that that's what was going to happen, and I always said I would never date a young man, and he's like 10 years younger than me, so I felt really bad.
You a cougar.
Yeah.
You was a cougar.
Wait.
Hey, it's okay. We're not judging you. I was just playing when I said you nasty. Usher said that's what it's made for.
It's called nice neck.
Set it out.
It's called nice nasty. Nice nasty.
There you go. There you go. You said nice nasty. I like
nice
that.
Nice nasty.
Hey.
But I don't know if I can get in a relationship.
I'm going to hell. Caller. Thank you for calling and telling us that you really are a cougar, even though you don't want to admit that you're a cougar. But it's okay.
It's cool.
Because he had stamina. That trumps everything.
That's what she said he had. She wasn't even ready.
I really wasn't. This is an internet show.
But she can't
show,
even
like,
get it out. Listen to her.
She's thinking about it right now.
She couldn't even get it out.
That man did. That's right. It take your whole breath away. You don't even know what to do. Like, you know how you whoop your kids and you get that one whooping and the huh, and it don't go no more. That's it.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Y'all giving out some tips tonight. Thank you, caller, for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm still laughing. Girl, you crazy. Tonight has been a great show, everybody. Even though
very
we didn't
education.
Get any men that called in to let us know, I'm pretty sure they'll be out there on the blog. Or they'll be texting or maybe even hitting the Facebook and the other page that we have about this. Next week, we're going to get a little bit more serious on the topic. We're going to talk about our African-American male and female athletes that the media just treat so bad. They can't stand up for the things that they believe in. For the smallest crime they get crucified for. We're going to talk about the Colin Kaepernick's and the Michael Vick's.
We're gonna talk about all that
next week. Since football season is coming in, we're going to talk about a little sports and just how the media portrays our black people and how we feel about it. And if we're going to do anything about it, because, you know, Ayanna, our African-American athlete, male and female, make up so much of our sport.
All of it. Yeah, they dogging them, and they dogging them, and we got to determine what we're going to do about it, because we can't keep letting this happen, yo. Like, we be giving our money to these sports. And we'll talk about it next week, though, definitely.
We're going
to
talk about it next week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening, calling. If you're on the web, whatever, we appreciate your support. We are now 8 months into the show, Ayanna. Started this off in January. 8 months into the show, and every week it gets bigger and better, and I just want to tell everybody how much we appreciate your support. We're going to close out tonight with a word from our sponsor. Talk to y'all next week.
Hello. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, Why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are: what is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.